Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, A Course in Game Theory by Martin J. Osborne and Ariel Rubinstein is a rigorous textbook on the formal foundations of game theory, published by MIT Press and aimed mainly at graduate students and advanced undergraduates. Rather than presenting game theory as a collection of applied examples, it develops the mathematical language used to analyze strategic interaction, sequential decision-making, incomplete information, and cooperation among groups. The book is organized around four major areas: strategic games, extensive games with perfect information, extensive games with imperfect information, and coalitional games. Its purpose is to clarify central concepts such as equilibrium, rationality, strategy, belief, and stability through precise definitions and proofs. The text is especially valued because it combines non-cooperative and cooperative game theory in a compact but systematic way. It is not an introductory popular treatment, but a foundational course for readers who want to understand how game theoretic models are built and justified. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, strategic games is a formal model of simultaneous interaction. The opening framework of the book treats strategic games as mathematical representations of situations in which each participant chooses an action while taking into account the possible choices of others. This model is central because it strips strategic interaction down to players, action sets, preferences, and outcomes. Osborne and Rubinstein emphasize that the usefulness of the model depends on disciplined interpretation. A strategy is not a psychological impulse, but a complete specification of what a player can choose within the model. This distinction helps readers avoid confusing real-world complexity with the simplified structure needed for analysis. Within this setting, Nash equilibrium appears as a condition of mutual optimality, where no player can benefit by changing strategy alone. The book presents equilibrium not as a prediction that always succeeds, but as a benchmark for consistency among choices. By working through formal definitions and proofs, readers learn why the concept is powerful and why it is limited. The analysis is especially important for economics, political science, and theoretical biology, where many problems involve interdependent choices rather than isolated optimization. Secondly, rationality, mixed strategies, and the logic behind equilibrium concepts. A major contribution of the book is its careful treatment of the assumptions that connect individual rationality to equilibrium analysis. The authors do not simply state solution concepts, they examine the reasoning that makes those concepts meaningful. Dominance, best responses, rationalizability, and mixed strategies are presented as tools for identifying what choices can survive under different assumptions about knowledge and reasoning. Mixed strategies are especially important because they extend equilibrium analysis to games where no stable, pure strategy outcome exists. The book treats randomization formally, showing how probability distributions over actions can be incorporated into expected payoff calculations. This approach clarifies why a player may be indifferent among several actions in equilibrium and why the opponent may still be unable to exploit that behavior. The discussion also highlights a central tension in game theory: stronger solution concepts produce sharper predictions, but they require stronger assumptions about beliefs, information, and common reasoning. By making those assumptions explicit, the text trains readers to evaluate equilibrium arguments rather than merely apply formulas. Thirdly, extensive games with perfect information and the discipline of backward induction. The section on extensive games with perfect information expands the analysis from simultaneous choice to sequential decision-making. Here, the order of moves matters, because each player may observe earlier actions before choosing a response. The tree representation of a game becomes a formal device for specifying histories, available actions, terminal outcomes, and preferences. Osborne and Rubinstein use this framework to explain backward induction, a method that solves finite games by reasoning from the final decision points back to the beginning. The logic is direct but demanding: if a player will choose optimally at the last stage, earlier players should anticipate that choice when selecting their own actions. This reasoning leads naturally to subgame perfect equilibrium, which rules out threats or promises that would not be credible if the relevant point in the game were reached. The importance of this topic lies in its treatment of credibility. Many strategic claims depend not only on what players say they will do, but on whether those actions remain optimal later. The book makes this idea precise, without relying on informal intuition. Fourthly, imperfect information, beliefs, and strategic uncertainty over histories. When games include imperfect information, players may not know exactly what has happened before they move, or what type of opponent they face. The book addresses this complication by introducing information sets, beliefs, and equilibrium concepts that combine sequential rationality with consistency. This part is significant because many real strategic settings cannot be represented as fully observed sequences. Bargaining, market competition, signaling, and political conflict often involve uncertainty about earlier choices, private information, or intentions. In such models, a strategy must specify what a player would do at each possible information set, even when the player cannot distinguish among all histories within that set. Beliefs then become essential, because optimal action depends on what the player thinks is likely to have occurred. The authors present these ideas formally, showing how imperfect information changes the meaning of rational play. An equilibrium must account not only for actions, but also for the beliefs that support those actions. This makes the analysis more subtle than backward induction in perfect information games, because off-path possibilities and belief consistency become part of the model. Lastly, coalitional games and the analysis of cooperation among groups. One distinguishing feature of A Course in Game Theory is its substantial attention to coalitional, or cooperative, game theory. Instead of focusing only on individual strategic moves, coalitional analysis asks what groups of players can achieve by coordinating their actions and how the gains from cooperation might be allocated. This shift changes the central question. In non-cooperative games, the model specifies strategies and asks which choices are stable. In coalitional games, the model often starts from the value that each coalition can generate and asks which distributions are defensible against deviations by subgroups. Concepts such as the core are important because they formalize stability. An allocation is vulnerable if some coalition can obtain a better outcome for all its members by leaving. The inclusion of cooperative theory broadens the book beyond the standard focus on Nash equilibrium and strategic form models. It also shows that game theory is not limited to conflict or competition. The same formal discipline can examine bargaining power, collective feasibility, and the conditions under which agreements among groups can persist. In conclusion, A Course in Game Theory is best suited for readers who want a mathematically serious foundation rather than a survey of applications. Graduate students in economics, mathematics, political science, computer science, and related fields will benefit most, especially if they already have some comfort with formal reasoning. Advanced undergraduates can also use it, but it requires patience with definitions, proofs, and abstract notation. The practical benefit is not a catalog of business tactics or behavioral advice. It is the ability to model strategic situations with precision, identify the assumptions behind predictions, and distinguish credible arguments from informal speculation. Intellectually, the book develops a disciplined view of rational interaction across simultaneous games, sequential games, imperfect information, and cooperative arrangements, compared with many game theory texts. It stands out for combining clarity with proof-based rigor and for giving cooperative game theory meaningful space alongside non-cooperative theory. Some readers may find it less application-driven than newer or more accessible textbooks, but that limitation is also part of its identity. It is a compact foundational work that prioritizes conceptual exactness over breadth. For anyone seeking to understand the architecture of game theory rather than only its examples, it remains a strong and influential reference. If you would like to support Martin J. Osborne, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.